This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's right.
Damn it, I want to be outside doing this. I'm gonna be out in the street doing this.
No, doesn't it feel like that kind of a day?
I don't want to be in here. I feel like a caged animal.
This is where
right
it
now.
Sucks.
I feel like a caged animal. Damn it, I feel like a caged animal.
This is
animal.
Where old Lima wins out over new Lima every time. I had to watch that damn game in the suburbs. My kids were sleeping. I had to be quiet.
Get a divorce. It's time.
This sucks.
Let's go.
This whole life I've developed.
You don't like this
created,
life.
It sucks.
You don't like it. You're living out someone else's dream, man. Stop doing it. Go back to old tone.
I would have been out gallivanting till all hours in the night. There might not have been sleep last night. We had some of those all-nighters back in the day, Kenny, in 2016.
Listen, from the stories you've told me, I know you. You'll still be a better father than your own father. You'll be fine, okay?
All right. Well, Kevin Stefanski's a better head coach than Hugh Jackson. Doesn't necessarily mean anything, Kenny.
Listen, as long as you're moving up, generation by generation by generation, you know, you don't gotta sit there and blame him. You know, you're doing what you're doing. Coming in hot, 9:40 by the way. This way.
Oh, today should be fun.
Yes, it should. Thank God for the Guardians. Thank God. Because, I mean, we're going to talk stadium coming up at 7. We have to. A lot of movers, a lot of shakers, a lot of ins, outs, what have yous. The mayor of Brook Park is going to come on again at 8 o'clock, Ed Orcutt, where not really into the jokes, is he?
We'll see.
Like, Blaine Griffin is always like, hey, how you doing? And other mayors we've had on, and hey, hi, everybody. And this guy's dead serious. I'm like, okay, all right.
This guy's a military man.
That's great. I made General Mark Milley laugh. I couldn't make this guy laugh.
In your ass.
I couldn't believe it. It's like, I got this guy to laugh before the Army-Navy game, and I can't get anything out of this, out of the mayor of Brook Park. I mean, things are going well for him right now. He should be smiling. All right, here we go. 216-474-0092. I'm getting pushback. We're getting pushback, by the way, on me saying, you guys can have your own opinion. Some people are saying I'm going soft because of what I said about people leaving early. I said, hey, man, I wouldn't have left early. It's just a thing. Usually I give you hell. I would say for 13 years I've given people hell for leaving early.
Yeah, but you know what? Doesn't everybody say they wouldn't
sick.
Leave early?
I was sick last night.
Don't certain conditions persist in a random game where it is optimal time to get out of Dodge?
Yeah.
Because I think all of us agree, ALCS, we're never leaving, right? Hey, AFC Championship game, we're never leaving. Hey, NBA Finals game, we're never leaving. And yet, why is it that they always show these games? And in fact, we have people on X brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. JPIEH says, I work as an usher in left field. A bunch of people left after the Naylor double play. They all tried to come back in after the home run. We had the tough job of telling them they couldn't.
Yeah, I get it.
That sucks.
I was scrolling through photos that we've taken this year at the stadium to post them because I thought the season was over.
Oof.
Felt like the season was over. And they saved it. And now if you go, I mean, A-Rod last night, A-Rod on the post game of Fox, it's like, yeah, it's a 6 or 7 game series now. The Guardians can absolutely win it. And that guy was talking more trash than anybody before the season.
Well, because I
don't want to play him because I don't want to gratify him.
I think everybody understands. Well, yeah, but you're right. But everybody understands, including him. Like, he's not that stupid. Like, the Yankees have not played well in 3 games.
Right.
You were down 0-2 to the Guardians. You weren't down 0-2 to the Yankees. Your mistakes are what cost you. Even yesterday where it was highlighted, the rundown, that ends up being a sack fly later. Like, there were things that just cost you. You were costing yourself. And if you could just get over that hump, how much better would it be? I think last night it felt like you got over that hump. I feel so much better. And yeah, I mean, if you would have lost, obviously, last night, like, yeah, we're down 3-0 in this series. For the love of God, this is an easy thing to say. But with the way they won, I feel better about today. I feel better about tomorrow. I feel better about the rest of the series. You got to, if you eat a whale, you got to eat it one bite at a time. I get all that, but I feel as good as I could possibly get.
Our ball club's next guy up. That guy is all world closer. He has the ball every single time with the game on the line, and I'm going to take him over whoever's in the box every single time. And the whole our whole club feels the same way, man. That guy's amazing. You know, what happened after is just who we are as a team, right? We just keep fighting. Like I said, it's in our DNA. That's what we hang our hat on.
Now, that's Matt Boyd talking about his team and Emmanuel Clase. Real quick, would you ever bring Emmanuel Clase out in the eighth again?
Yes, yes.
Because he ran out there. Vogt did. He was on a mission.
Oh, you know what? I loved where Vogt was with the whole situation. I love the confidence. And you kind of feel like, I know it's been twice now. It's been terrible. I still have confidence. I still think if they're going to win this series and ultimately get to the World Series and, my God, win the whole thing, they're going to need Class A. They're not going to be able to do it with him either, you know, not pitching at all or pitching poorly. They're going to need him. I mean, last night, they ended up in that game using 8 pitchers, 7 relievers in that game yesterday. Yes, they will absolutely need Class A again. I get it.
But
the last time we saw
in the eighth, yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, this is the tough part, because are you trusting Gattis anymore? Like, you're running out of options.
Well, and it's also, it's Aaron Judge. He had 58 home runs this year. He had 60 whatever last year.
Boy, that's a good point.
The guy hits home runs. That's what he does. It's their best batter versus our best pitcher, right?
Now, to
and
Ken's
that's fine.
Point,
we lost that one.
Yes.
We didn't lose the game, though.
Right, and to Ken's point, you know, if he does go in the eighth, the likelihood increases that at some point he's going to see Stanton. He's going to see Judge.
Right.
Like, the more outs. But
yeah, but that's who you want him to see.
It felt like Soto, Stanton, Judge all got to bat every inning.
I know.
Because when
we got to put a stop to that.
But that too. But, I mean, when he came out there in the eighth inning, I'm like, okay, I'm feeling as good. I'm feeling really good here. Because I felt that when he came out there to face Aaron Judge, I'm like, there's no other reliever I'd rather face Aaron Judge than this guy. No other reliever. And them's the breaks, unfortunately. And then by the time Stanton hit the home run, I was just catatonic. So at that point,
I was in a state of shock.
I was
pacing, all right, the entire time. And when that happened, I sat there and I had my hands on my head and I go, I can't believe that just happened.
I was on the couch and I was the girl who smoked too much pot by the time that
you buried in there.
I was in there all the way.
Sink it on in.